So, we are here to practice. Yeah? And the practice is going on in our heart. Yeah? We practice our heart. So, the first thing is, you know, we make the heart calm, quiet. Once it is quiet, we know there's happiness. There's happiness or peacefulness, whatever. It's in our heart. It's there all the time. We forget that it is there. Because when we come out of samadhi, we need this, we need that, we want this, we want that, we don't like this, we don't like that. We instantly forget, you know, that we just entered samadhi and there was everything was there. Everything, whatever we needed, is there. We don't need anything when we enter samadhi. And how do we enter samadhi? I mean, we are either with a breath or we are with a Buddha. And whenever the mind goes out, we bring it back to the Buddha or bring it back to the breath. And we don't worry how much, how often we have to do it. Yeah, we have to do it until, just the same way, you know, we never ask ourselves, how long does it, when we were kids, how long does it take to be able to walk? Did you ever ask yourself that? We just trained and trained and trained until we could walk. Huh? And that's the same thing. We train and train until we can enter samadhi. There's no time, you know, In this sense, you know, I mean, there's no progress. There's just doing, just doing, just doing, just observing. And the quality, the importance is the quality of observing. We don't try to manipulate anything that is going on in our mind. We observe what is going on in the mind, As long as we are with the Buddha, or as long as with the breath, you know, it is okay. We are on the path. When the mind goes out, we instantly bring it back to the Buddha or to the breath. Knowing the breath goes in, knowing the breath goes out, knowing that the breath is rough or detailed, or subtle, you know, whatever it is, We want to know, Knowing is the form of sati, And that is what we have to develop. Sati, the knowingness of what we are up to. Sati, you know, knows, you know, before we do something. Knows before we speak. Most of the people don't realize it, I mean, in German we have the phrase, before you open your mouth, you know, turn on your brain. Why do we think we have this? Because people, you know, just bubble, 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 Just put along, So, one Buddha at a time, one breath at a time, There's nothing boring, we always can do one Buddha, or we can always do one breath, When the breath ends, we do the next breath, We don't set ourselves, 2 hours, 3 hours, when is it going to pass? No, one Buddha at a time, One breath at a time, until we reach the state of samadhi. And when we reach the state of samadhi, there's no thoughts going on and there's no memories coming up anymore. There's just peacefulness or happiness or whatever. There's no future. So we don't have to think about the future. There's no past. We don't have to think about the past. There's just this present moment. And in this present moment, there's no worries, there's no fear, there's nothing. That's what we need to achieve. We need to achieve a level of samadhi, a level of sati, so that we can do then the actual work, The work, that delivers us to freedom. Freedom from dukkha, All this dukkha, we get up, dukkha, we are hungry, we are dukkha, we are tired, dukkha, That's just a bodily dukkha, Or we can't move, we get older, there's a bodily dukkha, and so on and so on. And we're constantly concerned about this body. That's why we investigate this body. The body is a tool, If the tool gets old, and cannot be used, the same time when we were young, okay, live with it, use it. And we can always use it, to train samadhi. Samadhi, in sati. So then we investigate this body. What is this body? You know, I mean, when we were young, you know, I mean, how was it when we were born? You know, go back into the memory lane, yeah? How was it, you know, when we came out of the womb, yeah? So we learned, you know, how to move our legs, our arms before we actually, you know, learned to walk, you know, then we learned to talk, yeah? And then we learned to think, to read, to write, 16 years at least, you know, of our time, you know, to to get this body going, to be able to do what we wanted to do with this body. It's a long training phase. Remember this, yeah? It's a long training phase. So, and we were very patient, you know. Sometimes, you know, when we think about when we were 11, 12, you know, we were impatient, we couldn't grow up fast enough, yeah? We wanted to be 18, you know, driving a car, you know, going out in the world and then doing this and doing that, yeah? We couldn't wait until we were 18, yeah? But, yeah. That is the impatience. It's the same thing. It's the impatience. You know, we want to go into samadhi, yeah? And we have expectations because we actually, you know, once in a while we dropped into samadhi, yeah? And then we want to go back into. So we're looking for the samadhi that we experienced before, but this kind of samadhi never appears again. That doesn't happen again. What we do, what we need to do, the byproduct of our work, you know, being with the Buddha or being with the breath, you know, is samadhi, yeah? And each time, you know, we enter samadhi, it will be different, yeah? So don't look for it, you know, don't expect this is, soon, it's going calm now it's, no. You don't realize that you think, yeah? And when you think, you cannot enter samadhi. When you expect something, you know, that is the worst thing, yeah? Remember what Lungta Mahabho said, you know, I mean, he sometimes entered samadhi, you know, and he couldn't do it, yeah? He tried so hard, you know, everything, you know, and then he gave up and said, okay, forget about it, yeah? All what I want to do now, yeah, is be with the Buddha, with the breath, no matter what, no matter if I get better or if I get worse, yeah? And then he entered samadhi again, because he did his work. And when we do our work, you know, no matter if it is here in the monastery, you know, as practitioners, or in the world, we do get our money, yeah? When we go and work for a month, you know, I mean, we get our salary, okay, yeah? When we do our work, we get into samadhi. If we look for, you know, if we look for the results of our work, you know, we never get there. So, sometimes it is difficult, I know. I mean, we have to go, every one of you, yeah, every one of us has to go through the same difficulties. Boredom, laziness, that doesn't work anymore, you know, that doesn't bring anything, yeah. These are just thoughts. These are judgments coming from the kilesas to deter us from our practice, yeah. And actually, you know, we should be very interested in this when these kind of thoughts, you know, pop up. Something, you know, something is just around the corner. Huh? Instead, when it comes up, oh, it's boring, oh, it doesn't bring anything, you know, I mean, sit here, you know, doing nothing, you know, for what, you know? Huh? If we would continue with our practice, something interesting would happen. Huh? But the kilesas know something interesting is happening, so they try to pull us out, yeah? And they are always successful, yeah? Most of the time they are successful, pulling us out, yeah? Or putting our attention onto something else, yeah? Look at this, look at that, look at what he is doing, look at what that is doing, yeah? Why don't we look at what we are doing, huh? We always look at other people and judge other people just like we judge ourselves, yeah? Judging ourselves, judging other people, you know, I mean, we should get rid of that, yeah? What is, yeah? The present moment is a present moment, yeah? And there's nothing we can change about the present moment. Yeah? But we can accept it, but we are not willing to accept it. Yeah? That's why we look, you know, for fault in other people, yeah? Look at other people, yeah? Of what do I normally say, you know? I mean, when we look at other people, it is a mirror of ourselves. Whatever we see in the other person is within us. Huh? No, we don't get it. Huh? No, you know. Yes. Huh? We should say yes, yeah. Now what we see in other people is within ourselves, especially if it annoys us. Yeah? That is, you know, within ourselves. So we should get rid of it. And once we get rid of it, you know, and I'm talking from experience. Once we get rid of it, you know, we have absolute compassion with this, what we before, you know, we got angry about. We have compassion with these people because we know what they are going through. But as long as we don't, you know, don't investigate this, you know, and see it, you know, it is one of our trademarks, one of our characteristic tendencies that is displayed in other people, you know, that gets us angry. So get the anger out, you know, get this characteristic tendency from your heart, eradicate it, yeah. Investigate, look where it is, you know, and get rid of it, you know, and then you look with compassion on other people. You know, that absolute compassion for other people. Huh? Oh, no, this is not right, that is not right, yeah? No, you are not right. We are not right. Because if, I always told myself, you know, in the beginning of my practice, when I see some problems, you know, I mean, my practice is going wrong, yeah? There's something wrong with my practice. Huh? So, where did I mend it? Within myself, not within other people. Huh? If I didn't like this or didn't like that, you know, I said, okay, there's something wrong with your practice if you get angry, or if you get jealous, or if you get this or that. Yeah? There's something wrong with my own practice. Huh? There's nothing wrong with other people. Yeah? It's wrong with me, within me, because I see, you know, the mirror of, yeah? It is like, you know, I mean, I often said it, you know, I compared it to a slide projector, yeah? Your inner citta is projected onto other people, yeah? So what you actually see is you, yeah? You don't see really the other people unless, you know, your heart is completely pure, yeah? And then you see the other people as they are. Yeah? That's what an arahant sees, you know, sees the people as they are. He doesn't have any projections, yeah? I mean, this is so amazing, you know, to live with an arahant, to see, you know, how he acts and how he not act, how we think he should act and how he doesn't act, yeah? Because he has no projections, yeah? There's nothing, his heart is pure, yeah? I mean, he sees the things as they are. And that is what we should strive to, yeah? Towards to, yeah? So investigating the body, you know, is our main concern. In investigating the body, you know, until we see the body is the body and the citta is the citta. The citta is the owner of the body, yeah? Huh? He's concerned, you know, of course we have to be a little bit concerned about the body, giving it food, giving it water, just like we have to be concerned about our car, yeah? But we don't have to polish it every day, yeah? We don't have to worry too much, you know, we give it food, we give it water, you know, we wash it, you know, and we sleep, you know, we sleep it, you know, that is the body. And everything else is not of our concern. Yeah? We should concern ourselves about the owner of the body. Yeah? The owner of the body is the one that causes constant problems. Yeah? Not liking this, not liking that, wanting this, wanting that, not being satisfied with this, not being satisfied with it. Oh, yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah? We should be concerned about this, the owner, yeah? And eradicate, you know, all these wrong views that we have about ourselves, about other people, you know, from our citta, yeah? It's just views and opinions, you know, I mean, that block our path, you know, to freedom. And of course it is, you know, I mean, views and opinions also, you know, create these desires, yeah? The desires, you know, I mean, yes, another place it is much better, yeah? Wherever we go, we take our problems with us, huh? No matter where we are, huh? If we are in this monastery or that, here or that, you know, I mean, wherever we are, our problems come with us, yeah? There was an in the in the 80s, there was a nice song in German, you know. I mean, good morning, dear problems. Are you already, did you wake up as well as me, you know? So you're back with me, yeah? Hm? Guten Morgen, liebe Sorgen, seid ihr auch schon alle da? Habt ihr auch so gut geschlafen? Yeah? So, that, yeah. Wherever we go, we take our problems, yeah? Our characteristic tendencies that create these problems with us. Yeah? So we should get rid of them. Investigate the body. Yeah? Take it apart. Yeah? Put it into its bits and pieces. Put it into the 32 parts of the body, or just chop it up, you know, and look at it. You know, that is the body and that is the citta who sees the body. Yeah? Hmm? So the citta and the body are two different things. That is one of the most important, you know, important investigations that we need to do in the beginning, yeah? In order, you know, in order to enter the stream, yeah? To enter the stream, yeah? Where we can be sure that we go down, do not go down to the lower realms, yeah? And we can be sure that within seven lifetimes we can reach, yeah? Nibbana, yeah? The freedom, not coming back, yeah? But it takes a lot of effort and it takes time. Huh? And we cannot be disparaged, yeah? We cannot be so tired, you know, do I make it, do I not make it? These are questions that come from the kilesas, yeah? Am I on my path? The only two questions, yeah, that we can have. Am I on the path or not? Am I with the Buddha? I'm on the path. Am I with the breath? I'm on the path. Am I with my object of investigation? I'm on the path. If I'm not, then I'm astray. Then I go astray. If I think about, you know, what is the right? Do I make body contemplation right? That is not on the path. Do it, yeah? And chop it up, yeah? Look at it, you know? Open it up, you know? Look at it, you know? Contemplate it from birth to death, yeah? I mean, we know, you know, young people, you know, when they are born, we know old people when they die. So, you know, look through the whole process, yeah? And, you know, it is not, yeah? And see yourself separate from this body, yeah? Look, open it up, you know? See, you know, what is going in, you know? It is all delicious, you know? Huh? All nice food, you know, tastes nice, you know, smells nice, you know, and whatever, you know, what comes out, you know, is one color, you know, one disgusting smell. This body turns everything that is beautiful, you know, and and delicious into something that is disgusting. And that's, yeah, I mean, if you understand that, yeah, you understand, you know, where greed and hatred comes from. Greed wanting something delicious, you know, hate of something that is wasteful. And this body is exactly the manifestation for greed and hate, yeah. Because if our investigation of the body is finished, then that is the end of greed and hate. Yeah? Because greed and hatred are rooted in this body. Yeah? Everything is in connection with greed and hate is connected with the body. And of course, you know, I mean, with the body comes also the senses. Yeah? If you think, oh, no, it's not connected. It's just thinking. No, it's just, you know, seeing. Yeah? No. Seeing comes with the body. Right? Thinking comes with the body, and so on. It's the six senses, you know, that come with the body, you know. So, greed and hatred are rooted within this body. So that's why we have to, you know, investigate this body from top to bottom, from bottom to top. From top to bottom. Yeah, it is. And it is only taught here in Thailand, yeah. The investigation of the body, you know, a super practice is only taught here in Thailand. Yeah? In the West, nobody wants to touch the body. Yeah? Oh, the body is fine. Oh, the body is nice. You know, we use it, you know. Oh, we were concerned about the body. Yeah? Nobody wants to touch the body. Yeah? If you never heard, you know, when I was 6 years, you know, in Europe, you know, going through the different meditation centers or going through the monasteries, I never heard about a super practice. Nobody taught. Huh? Nobody said, you know, greed and hatred, you know, is only to overcome with a super practice, yeah? With investigation of the body. Nobody wants to touch the body. Just like the Christians, you know? I mean, they didn't allow even to open the bodies, you know? Huh? I mean, in the 18th century. Oh, it's sacred. The body is sacred, yeah? And we still have, you know, in the West, it's still the same, you know, The same thing. Oh, the body is sacred. Huh? When the body dies, we have to bury it, you know, huh? And put a gravestone on it. Yeah. Huh? What is this? Yeah. I mean, the owner of the body is long gone into another world. What does he care, you know, what is on his gravestone? Huh? What does he care, you know, if he's buried or burned or whatever, or if he's just thrown off the river huh? Or the cliff? Huh? He doesn't care because he's already gone. Huh? But we do care, yeah? So that's why it is so important, yeah? So important, you know, to know, you know, to understand. And body investigation is not easy, yeah? I mean, we get a lot of problems, you know, when we do body investigation, yeah? We don't understand this, or we don't understand this. We need help with this, or we need help with that. Yeah? Okay? And this is understood, you know? Just a short reminder of, you know, well, what is important in our practice, yeah? First to get, you know, into samadhi, to develop the sati, yeah? And once, you know, once we can stay in samadhi, you know, for 15 or 20 minutes without any thoughts and memories coming up, then we start to do investigation of the body until we get tired, and then we go and rest ourselves in samadhi again, yeah? And once we are, you know, re-energized, yeah, it's just like work, you know? I mean, we go and rest the body, you know, or feed the body, you know, and then we go back to work, yeah? And that's the same thing in our practice, yeah? we rest the citta, you know, in samadhi, and once the citta is re-energized, you know, I mean, we go back to work until we have feel tired, you know, and then we go back into samadhi, yeah? Then we are re-energized and we go back to investigation, yeah? Investigation, you know, develops panya, develops wisdom. Yeah? Knowing about all these things doesn't help us, yeah? I mean, we should know that by now, yeah? Knowing about this or knowing about that doesn't help us anything. Yeah? Yeah? Even if we know there's Nibbana, it doesn't help us. Yeah? Somebody doesn't tell us the way, you know, to Nibbana, and then we have to go, actually. Yeah? Okay, understood? Any questions? Yeah? If there are no questions from the audience, and then you can ask the questions.
While maintaining sati during the day, it helps to be aware of both the breath and the activity at the same time. For example, if I'm eating, should I focus on the sensation of chewing the food or the Buddha or the breath? I try to get my attention back to the nose, but I'm still not fully aware of the breath, mostly because of the activity.
Yeah, I mean, it's a training, yeah. If you're aware of the breath, you know, you're aware of the sensations that also arises, you know, around the mouth, you know, at the tongue. Yeah. You know, train it, you know. I mean, I have the Buddha, or I have observe the breath, yeah. At the same time, and you become more aware, yeah. I mean, we train sati. Sati is awareness. Awareness of what is going on in the citta. And what is going on in the citta, then you will notice, you know, when you're with the breath, you will notice, oh, this food is delicious. You will see the thoughts that are not actually, you know, I mean, churned out, yeah. You will see it, oh, this is, I want more, yeah. And then you can, when you see the intention, you know, then you can stop it, yeah. So train it, yeah. It's a training, it's a training, it's a long, long training, yeah. Especially with food, because we instantly, you know, after two or three bites, we are gone, yeah? And then only after the meal, you know, we realize, oh, we haven't been, you know, we haven't been there. Okay, next question.
When sometimes there is moderate pain during meditation, what should I do? Investigate it or just focus myself force myself to be with the Buddha or the breath?
What kind of sensation?
Pain. Pain.
If you can focus on the Buddha or on the breath, focus on the Buddha and the breath, yeah? If the pain becomes so strong that you cannot focus on the Buddha or the breath anymore, then switch to investigation of pain. Okay. That's, I mean, I explained it so often, you know, I mean, yeah.
That's all.
So, any more questions? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, go back and practice, yeah.